Okay, let's say part three. Part three of the Lama Ses Melachos. Part three of the Lama Ses Melachos we're holding now towards the end. We're now holding, we've done Baruch Hashem, the first two major halakim. Chelik Aleph was the making of the dyes in order to dye the curtains, and we explained all that originally. Chelik number two was the actual weaving process of the cloth themselves, and we went through the various melachos that apply to that. We're holding now in Chelik Gimel, which is the actual building of the Mishkan again. We quoted in the beginning that the melachos of Shabbos Kodesh are learned out from Chazal, from the Pasuk that tell us that the Mishkan has a shaychus to Shabbos, and therefore anything that was done in the Mishkan is automatically one of the Lamates melachos. And that's why every single choshev melacha that was done in the Mishkan will teach us the makor of whatever is going to be us on Shabbos Kodesh. Therefore, we're holding now Baruch Hashem in some of the major melachas that got to be the building of the Mishkan itself. So we'll start with Hashem with the melacha number 32. Melacha number 32 is the melacha of Kesef, melacha of writing. Kesef means to write. Where did they do writing in the Mishkan? As you can see, what they did was, as everybody knows, by Yeshua, is in the Mishkan they had planks of wood that were stacked together, right? That was actually the actual assemblance of the actual Mishkan itself. And in order to make sure, for example, anybody that ever built a sukkah before knows that the most convenient way to build a sukkah, put it away for next year, is to write down on the sukkah at the back all the numbers and the letters. Therefore, in the Mishkan they did the same thing. In the Mishkan they wrote down, as you can see, a Ga'alah, Beis, Gimel, Balad, whatever it was, one next to the other, and therefore they knew next to the time they assembled it and deassembled it and continue in the Midbar and continue all the journeys that they had, that the Rebbeinu Shem told them to go, they had to write. So, the Ma'aseh said that's what was Kesef was done in the Mishnah, in the Mishkan. Therefore, any Ksiva, any writing, is Bade Oso on Shabbos Kodesh. What's Nageya to writing? First of all, puzzles. Now, puzzles is a tremendous shayla in the poskim. That is a big difference in two different puzzles that have to be masbir. There's a type of puzzle that, for example, the pieces do not interlock one with the other. They just stand next to the other. Then there's a big mokum to be makel, because there's no shaykhus one to the other. Masha inking. If you have a puzzle that the actual pieces interlock tightly with one another, for example, a kid's puzzle, where they have, for example, a picture of the Beis HaMikdash, or a picture of Shabbos Kodesh with challahs and wine, and when it's apart it looks like a mess, and you put it together and all of a sudden you see the picture, that's a shayla of Kesef. People don't even realize that. People think Kesef on Shabbos, sorry? Jigsaw puzzle, that's what I'm talking about. A jigsaw puzzle that is a picture, that when you put it together, now you see the picture, and the pieces interlock tightly with one another. Especially, according to a lot of poskim, the baby ones have a frame around it to make it easier, that's even worse. Right? Again, there's a shayla in the poskim, I'm not getting down to every single shayla, all the different sheets of poskim, just for Ethan Mishu, we should know. Yeah. Oh, very good question. The melacha building we'll get to in a minute, we'll see how this differs. But the reason why this is considered kesef more than anything else is because writing does not mean to take a pen and write ABC. Writing means any form that transmits a message. So a picture transmits a message. So for example, if a person wants to take pretzels or Cheerios and make actual writing, that's a problem. Because he's creating something that conveys a message. But even if you just randomly put things in places, that would be okay. Harav had a question.
In my time, we had a monopoly board.
Monopoly board?
Just had one bend in the middle.
And it opens up to the board? Yeah. No, that's nothing.
Today, the Israeli monopoly board, some boards, they're sort of folded up, quarters, and you open them up. You open them up and...
But it's all connected already.
Well, they're split into...
Right, so I'm just lying one next to the other.
They're not interlocked,
that's okay.
But they do form a picture.
Right, but that's okay, because it doesn't interlock. For example, let's say Scrabble. What's the halacha with Scrabble? Scrabblers are taking different pieces with letters on them and you're forming words. That's okay. You're forming a word, but each one is separate. What's the is a mugging avram with the pereches and the ganzer shaila? Rav Moshe said that the deluxe Scrabble is more of a problem. Now, I'm not exactly mamish a bookie what's deluxe and what's not deluxe. I think the deluxe one comes with
you have to push it in.
So I'm told you have to push it in, and if it's more of a chibur, the vote of kaisa to be chayyus if it's a shaila of a chibur. Now, travel one, does that the same thing?
Yeah,
I'm not sure. Okay, I don't know the mitzvahs of the travel one, but again, if interlocking is the main problem, that would be. Okay. Measuring on Shabbos, the Shiloh Kosev, what is the Shiloh Kosev? If a person decides, you know what, let's measure the base medrash. And he starts measuring, little do you know, not even with a tape measure. Let's start measuring with your hands, right? Start measuring with your feet, all these things are also why. Measuring is something that's associated with writing. Normally when you measure something, you write something. Therefore Chazal will worry that we're going to allow you to start measuring. I come to start writing. The only difference would be a heter of mitzvah, for example a mikvah, or other sorts of things that would be for a mitzvah, then it would be okay.
What did you just say without like hand rushing? Oh, I think this business is like 30 meters.
That's okay, that's okay. But again, we're not talking about business is out. Stam, you say something, that you go, we're not worried about that. It's the actual measuring that Chazal, yeah. Well, if you're doing it for a mitzvah, for example, for a baby that needs a medicine on Shabbos, for sure it's mutter. Medida shall mitzvahs of the poiskim. We're talking about you're measuring something, Stam, just to know, you know, for experimental processes. That's a problem. That could be for a mitzvah, depends. Yeah, help is a mitzvah. For learning, for sure mutter. For sure mutter. Let's move on. Business of Oisai. Any business transaction patterns, the Rambam, is exeirah mishum kaisim. That means any business, for example, all sorts of transactions, even giving a matana, giving a present to someone on Shabbos is a tremendous shaila, unless there's a tzorich Shabbos. If you go, for example, you're going to someone for Shabbos, and you arrive on Shabbos Kodesh, and you want to give him a present. So, Baruch Hashem, the Olim knows the Allah is already, if you happen to be going to Bnei Brak for Shabbos, imagine, Shabbos in Bnei Brak, and you come to the fellow, and the bus is a little bit late, by the time you get there, the candles have been lit, the guy's waiting on the table to make Kiddush. And you bring him a present, and you went to the local candy store, and you bought yourself a present, the guy takes it, possibly, he said, it's a amazing story, I have to tell you another time, but not for now. He possibly put the present, and he threw it over the window, and he threw it out the window. He said, hey, let's put your present. He said, that's high in meat. What'd you buy him? Hey, Rabbi Baisai, you bought him peanuts. Peanuts for Baisai and Bnei Brak is high of skila. It's also gomo in Bnei Brak. You said, I have no problem with Baisai. You can have as many peanuts as you want. Of in Bnei Brak, Baisai, they will posh it, stone you. If they see one Shabbos opening up peanuts on the street, they will shout, Shabbos! Then they'll say, stone the posh it, stone you! Because a Vazna, Shlita, Moron, Poisek, Ador, right, Shevet HaLevi, that he knows that the entire world is chaylik on him, but ich halt, is the Doraisa to open up a peanuts on Shabbos. Dosh. Yeah.
That's right.
The double monkey nuts. Yeah, in the case.
Is it the right?
He holds. Everyone's chaylik on him, and we pass in Lanoch Avad. You're allowed to do it, but he passes his derech.
I never, ever ate monkey nuts.
Or Hashem.
Ever.
Or Hashem.
This lay of Shabbos. I went up.
Ma'aser shayir. What is that? Ma'aser shayir.
Why
is it not? Is the derech not doing the fields? Such longers. Is that? You'll have to eat bananas. You'll have to eat bananas on Shabbos, yes. He also will have to eat bananas, yes. Sorry? We haven't got time to be married in it. This is the halakha of Gaitan! Rabbi Sai, we're going to Gaitan. Rabbi Sai, we must move on. We've got to move on. Melacha number 33, the melacha of moichik, the melacha of erasing. Now, how is this in the Mishkan? They wrote the letters on the planks of wood by mistake. Sometimes they would write a mistake. They'd write a base, instead of a gimel, instead of a base, whatever it may be. So what they had to do? They had to take an eraser and they had to erase it. That means that erasing on Shabbos is asked to Rabbi Sayyid. What does this mean to us? That means when you open up packages on Shabbos, and those packages, for example, have writing, you're over on moichik. If you crack an egg, and a hard-boiled egg has on the outside a stamp with a 123 number on it, for example, and tell you if it's a hatched egg, if it's an organic egg, if it's a, it's a, it's a, we haven't got time to be misafir the ara egg. Should you evade this? Should you evade the shulchan aruch with them? Seven bay gimel. The meisa, that's the shayla of moichik. Why? Because you're erasing the numbers on the eggshell. Got to be very careful of this. Vital problem. If a cake has a beautiful, sometimes a happy birthday. So what do you do? Meisa shayla. Somebody called me this week with a shayla. It's an anniversary for, I think, their parents, whatever it was. They had someone make a beautiful, huge cake. A chocolate cake, but you've never seen a chocolate cake in your life. But on the cake, they made a picture that was edible of their parents on the picture itself. I said, that's gewaldig for a Tuesday, because on Shabbos, the cut that is an Issa Gomel of Moisek, because you're going to be erasing the picture. Who are they? If you have written over there, happy birthday, you're not allowed to start cutting in between the letters. Now, how about in between the letters? The Maisa, that's Mosa. The cut in between the letters, Mosa, and the Chiddush, even if it's script, that means even if the letters are attached one to the other, there's no problem of doing that. But again, opening package, Raboshe, is Osa. Now, Osa only in the case where you're going to be opening, tearing, writing, opening package, we'll discuss it in Hashem soon. Reading advertisements. Raboshe, Chazal came along, it's a Gemara in Shabbat that says that if a person would read, open up newspapers, open up magazines, I'm talking even Jewish ones, Abad al-Chas al-Solim, to be Choshe da'olam, we're talking about kosher Jewish from Hashtag Kazachan. Oh, but you open it up and you see a beautiful advertisement for the, I don't know, Pesach Cruise 2015, Klatz Kosher, right? Beautiful advertisement, well, it's beautiful. So Chazal is asked to read it. Why is it asked to read advertisements on Shabbos? Because Chazal were choshev for a few things. One of the main ones are that you were choshev that you're going to erase things on Shabbos. That's why you're not allowed to read menus on Shabbos. That's why you've got to be careful of all these sorts of things that we haven't got time to be by your head.
You might erase.
Sorry? I come to write things, erase them. It's a process, but you can erase it, yeah. That's something else. That's a chonah. That's something else. Okay. That's not called a kabbayah. That's just me. It's a kabbayah! We hold like that. It's a gemara! Everybody knows it's awesome to read advertisements on Shabbos. Ain ma ladaba. Number one bite, Rabbi Sai. Oh, that's the cake.
Animal biscuit.
Oh, murder kashayla. But as some animal biscuits would be mutter to eat, to break its stamp for no reason you shouldn't do, to actually eat. No, he doesn't know what animal biscuits are. Animal crack, animal cookies! Oh, now we're getting somewhere. But boys say you have the animal, the biscuits, the cookies that are in shapes of actual animals, to eat them is mutter. Who I didn't, if you have a candy in the shape of something, that's also going to be mutter. Because these things are called derech hachila, the Mishnah Berurah matters it in the Kama Mekomis, which we can't invite it.
The biscuit is inscribed writing in as part of the biscuit.
That's very good. The Mishnah Berurah says mefurish, that's mutter. Yes. Who?
Unfortunately, when you crack it, you might come to rip the...
No, normally when you crack it, the paper stays good. Am I right?
Yeah.
Right. Melacha number 34 of Isai is the Melacha of Boina. The Melacha number 34 is the Melacha of Boina, which was the Melacha of building. So once they actually took the writing, they took these planks of wood, they actually formed them into what we know as the actual Mishkan itself, in order to assemble it after the journey that they did. How is it negated to us? Number one of Isai. Lego. Clicks. To feel a lot of poiskim, these things are a problem on Shabbos Kodesh. Why? Because these are things that sometimes the person leaves on for a long time, it's their shtar. Rav Scheinberg Zatzal used to say that these are called kids' toys. These are not called buildings on Shabbos. It's a machlekes, a poiskim, some poiskim a machme, some poiskim a mekel. Leavening the ground, we spoke about this by Chovish, right? Yeah? No, that would be kosher, that would be writing because you're actually making a word. Deluxe, no, that's not going to be burning because you're not building anything. Lego and Klitsch are actually building something. Al-Kadei Kaf, Rabbi Silber, you're going to love this one. Comes along Rabbi Falk and Max Eliyahu, Moshe Ga'unis, and he says that if you build a Lego or a Klitsch in the shape of something, like a house or a car, not only will be over on Bainer, you're also over on Kosev because you made a picture. I went past the Mafak and Max Eliyahu. Okay, not time to be married. Opening packages on Shabbos. That means to actually open up tin cans. And all these things are shilas of boina. Why is it a shilas of building? Because you've just made yourself what? a package. You just made yourself a tuna can. You need something that's right to keep something. So again, there's a lot of kulis in the poskim that if a person chucks it out straight away in the garbage, it's no chashivas bechlal, makoros the gemara, kapi mustaki, or by the meisa, like a tchila, a person should try and open up all things on Shabbos Kodesh. If he does not remember, he should open up in a way that's makalkele, that's
right past
the van. What about
a can of coke when it's lit?
Oh, that's not a shayla of Kureya, it's a shayla of A, Boina, and a shayla of B, of Machatich. Because you're making an exact cutting, which was from Zamo all the time, it's Mutter, it's like Machloikas Apoiskas, Baita Machloikas
Apoiskas.
Same shayla as this. If you throw that straight away, how about Yish Makilim Mazeh? Because you're throwing that straight away and not Chashivas of a key. Now we're going back to Rabbi Isai. Oh, there's the building. How's that coming there? Okay. Oh, electricity, Rabbi Isai. Comes along Machatin Ish. And the Chazon Ish says that when a person puts on a light on Shabbos, forget the fact that he's causing a fire, which we'll speak about, but he's actually done boina. He's built something. Why? Because a circuit, until you actually connect it, is not a circuit. When you press the button, all of a sudden it connects, and therefore it's made a circuit on Shabbos. That's called boina. Melacha number 35, Shaisa. After they built, they demolished. Right? That's what they have to do every single time in the Mishkan. Therefore, demolishing on Shabbos Kodesh will be Osa. Therefore, whatever is Osa to do because of boina will automatically be Osa to do because of Shaisa. And that means, for example, simple things like breaking a spoon. Take a plastic, take a regular spoon, stop snapping it, it's a gomer of Shaisa, it's a kli. You've just broken the kli. If a person takes the door off hinges, takes the handle off, takes the tap, the faucet off, these are things that are basically that are mechubel lekarka, they're connected, and by removing it, you've done something of Shaisa, you've done demolishing on Shabbos Kodesh. Sorry? I'm an athlete, it's not making the race, it's not only Drabonon. No, the Drabonon fire is also hot. No. Sorry? Turning off electricity if you don't have an issue. Wedging a bowl under a table, unbelievable, Rabbi Isai. Imagine this table's a bit shaky and needs to learn on it. So he goes and tells himself a bowl from the kitchen and he puts it under the leg. Rabbi Isai, that's an Issa Goma of Saisa. Why is it Saisa? What have you done to this kli? You can no longer use this kli for the rest of Shabbos. You have basically demolished this kli and therefore you've done Saisa on Shabbos Kodesh. Yes.
Building not,
because I haven't actually built anything. Menachem number 6, Rabbi, so we've got to move on. Ooh, I have a few minutes of time, actually. Menachem number 36 is the Menachem of Ma'avir, making a fire, which was poshed in the Mishkan Dan in order to cook up all the Sammanim, in order to do all the Melachas, they had to make a fire in order to cook, and therefore any type of making a fire in Shabbos, whether it be a natural match and a flame, is Asa, who had in any type of light, Rabbi Isai, fluorescent, a bulb, these are all the erasers, garment makes a fire, there's a spark in there. The mysterious is, when you put one of these lights on over here, these fluorescent lights, what happens is, on either side, there's two little sparks, and that makes something go red hot, lights up the gas, and that's what makes the light come out. That's actually making a fire on Shabbos, somebody says. An Issa Gomel, probably the eraser, if you most boskim. That would be striking a match, enlarging a fire. If a person fans coals of a barbecue, or a person switches higher the gas, and then Issa. Opening a fridge, Rabbi Isai, right? Maybe we'll talk, okay, opening an oven, let's make it better. Opening up an oven is a big shayla, because when you open up an oven, what do you have inside the oven? An electric fire. Paskins the Rambam, if you have a piece of metal that became red hot, then that is like a little fire. Remember, if you have an oven, and you open up the oven, I had a fellow once come to me on a Friday night, he knocked on my door, he said, I have 15 guests sitting on the table, the main course is sitting in the oven, we don't know how to get it out. So he walked up 7 flights all the way up, and he asked me, so I told him how to do it, so it's a mahalach with the light on, with the light off, I'm not going to get into it now, there are ways of opening up an oven that will mutter on Shabbos. But in a regular way of opening up oven Shabbos, what are you doing? By you opening up the oven, you're causing the cold air to go in. When the cold air goes in, the oven thinks, hey, it's cold in here. What does it do? It starts heating up the oven even more, and therefore more fire goes on, and that's called Shaila of Mavi on Shabbos Kodesh. Yeah.
What about Shabbos?
Sorry? Oh, so in Shabbos mode is the pshat, again, you cannot say a klal, it depends on each oven. That some ovens have a mode, that if you leave it on a special Shabbos mode, it will never do that. If it's that mahalach, then it's mutter. Reading by candlelight, Rabbi Isai, happens to me, Rabbi Isai, all the time on a Friday night, the lights go out, I didn't clap, the lights go out. Now the lights are out, what do I have left? Baruch Hashem, I have 5 kindlelot, and the mailer we have 7 candlesticks there, and it produces a beautiful light. Mamish, we can learn Shas and Poskim, Mamish, Kavaldeganach, right? We've got 7 candles over there. Zug Chazal, Chas V'Sholay. Why is it Asa? So Chazal were worried that if I'm going to learn by the light, what's going to happen? Very good, Jordan. I'm going to actually tilt the light to make the oil make it burn better, and therefore I'm worried I'm going to do an Issa of Mavi. So it's a Gzeir Rabbanon, Mishum, Mavi, Lomagain Baito. But it's a beautiful picture. Lomagain Baito. Melacha number 37. Sorry? No, you're not allowed to learn by candles. There are certain candles, maybe wax ones, it's not it's a technical shaila. A lot of candles you're not allowed to learn by. Learn by means reading, you know, reading material. To sit by it is no problem, but to actually read by it is the problem. But had a shema. You mustn't think of example of Shiva of me when he used to learn by light. His wife used to stand next to him the whole time to make sure that he didn't do it the whole night. The Chazan Ish had his sister stand next to him the whole night. One time during the night, the Chazan Ish was to learn the whole night at Kriyatua, right? What else do you do on a Friday night? And he had his sister, who was a shomer, to make sure that he didn't mess up with the candle. So all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, he takes his hand and he goes over to the candle, right, as if to do something. He doesn't hear a word. He says, "You're fired." Because he tested her. He's like, put it over there. She didn't say anything. That means I can do it on Shabbos. So I'm going to say, Melacha number 37. Melacha number 37 is the Melacha of Mechaveh, which is the Melacha of extinguishing. Which means, just like to make the fire is Asa, to extinguish the fire is also going to be Asa. And therefore, anything like cooling down metal, switching off ovens, switching off a hot plate. People don't realize that by saying a hot plate, right? That it's an actual fire. It's a Dereisa Mamash. To switch that on Shabbos. I had a fellow once come to me on a Shabbos morning, and he was telling me that portion. He did it after Shkia. That's a Shaila. People don't realize that hot plates are inside there. You have Mamash of flame, not flame Mamash. You have a red hot coil of metal, which we said is Dereisa. Therefore, to switch on these things is about the Asa. Switch on off is also Asa. Over in the window by a fire, Rabbi Yisai. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that if you have a candle next to the window and you slide open the window and through the window comes wind, if you know that it's windy outside, then it's Asa. You cannot open up the window because then the window will put out the candles immediately. That's why you have a tremendous shayla. Let's move on. Now, Melacha number 38, second to last. Makabah Patish. What's Makabah Patish? Makabah Patish in the Mishkan, right, was when they had something that was not fully finished. The final hammer blow, the final step that finished off this item is the Melacha Makabah Patish. And therefore, that's why many poskim say Makabah Patish would mean, obviously, if you have a shtender and the nail is not improperly and you bang it down, that's finally Makabah Patish. If you have a kli that's not fully finished and you finish it, it's also Makabah Patish. That's what the poskim say. If you have a container, for example, a tuna can, or a bottle cap maybe, according to some poskim, and you open it up, what have you done? Makabah Patish. Why have you done Makabah Patish? Well, I'm going to explain to you now exactly how this works. Unbelievable thing. These caps on Coke bottles and all these things are a plastic piece in one piece. And what they do, a machine comes, smashes it onto the actual bottle. When I snap it off, I have made it for the very first time in its life, a usable lid. It was before non-usable lid, and that's why we both said metal is much worse. How does it work? At least it used to work this way. Now maybe it's not so posh, but it used to be a metal cap like you have on grape juice bottles with a metal sheet, and they used to take the metal sheet, put it on top of the cap, and a machine would come and sort of wrap it around the actual lid and therefore make it tight. So therefore by opening it, what was it last time? It was a sheet of metal. All of a sudden now it's a usable lid. That's why the post can say to open up cans and all these things, a shot is a Makabah Patish. Yeah. Not the point. I can use it. It's a usable kli. Before it was a closed thing. I can use it, for example, in the olden days they always used to use these things for screws and for safety pins and all drawing pins, all these things. Yeah. Oh, so some people open tuna cans regularly because they hold it, you throw it out. Some people poke a hole in the bottom. Oh, a lot of places come on, make it to open up plastic bottle cans, caps, because it's got no chashivas, so they throw it out.
What about like grape juice?
Same idea, it's all plastic. Let's move on to the next side. Opening up packages is the same thing. Removing the plastic on disposables. You ever get those plastic forks? And you get a plastic fork, it has a little bit of extra plastic hanging around, and you want to rip it up. A boy says it's an Issa Doraisa on Shabbos of Makabah Patish. He obviously finished off the fork, a boy says. Putting a new shoelace into his shoe. He has a shoe, the shoelace fell off. And he goes along, he gets on the back, boy, and your shoelace, irony! And he puts the shoelace into the shoe, a boy says. That's an Issa Makabah Patish. Why, David? Because he's now finished the shoe to be usable. Now again, Issa, replacing the lens and glasses, the lens pulled out of his glass, he puts it back in, Makabah Patish, because he then finished off using the actual kli, and it's now usable. And we finish, a boy says, with Melacha number 39, which is the Melacha of Haitzah, which is the Melacha of carrying that they did in the Mishkan to transport all of the items of the Mishkan from one place to the next. They had to transport it by carrying it from one place to the next. And on there we have all the sugars of Erevin and all the Melachas of Haitzah. People have to be careful not to have candy in their mouth, not to have spare buttons in their pockets, not to have sunglasses on, which is Vadein Issa. Watches, the few poskim is Asa next to a woman, and it's a very, very nice watch. Sorry? We're talking about wearing it, Ellie. We're talking about a regular watch, the Fila Mishnebrua. It's us to wear a watch if there's no Eruv. Again, Yerushalayim, in most places there is an Eruv. We're not talking about the one in the Chutzpah. A talit, no, there's a whole different shayla. We can't get into carrying right now. A talit is called wearing something that gives you warmth. This is called a tachshit. It means it makes you look beautiful. Therefore, women are more makeable to wear watches than men. Yeah.
A tie
is the shomotah. It's called wearing it. Sunglasses, we're worried you're going to take them off when it gets shady, so it's exactly you might take them off. Watches is something that doesn't give you any warmth and it doesn't look beautiful because you never wear it if it was broken. Check, Robert, it's a Chobetzheim. Often a Chobetzheim. What? Regular glasses and mutter because we're not worried a person will take them off because he needs them to see. Sorry? That's a shine. It depends how much you need them. Depends how much you need them, yeah.
That picture that says the
air event,
do you actually take a picture of that?
No. Yeah? No, I don't know where it is. No, I did not. Extra buttons are basically, I don't know where it is. Oh, Popo, very good.
It is?
Ah, Ken's done. Hey there. Let me get back to the Baisa with the last, none of the Lamas, we finished Baruch Hashem, the Lamas as Melachas, but the one last thing that's very important is the Shailas of Muktzah. People have to realize that things are Muktzah on Shabbos, passports, plane tickets, matches, toothpaste, cream, all of these things are Baisa, are Badai Muktzah on Shabbos, and you cannot move them Bechlal. That's the last thing that we have to deal with Baisa. I just want to finish with one small Nakuda, if the Olim doesn't mind. Just one last thing, Rosh Pinkas brings down as follows. Maisa Shahoya! Maisa Shahoya, there was a fellow, terribly, terribly poor, but like terribly poor, but like mummish. Mummish, his clothes were tattered, he smelled, he didn't have a shower, it was a terrible matter. Right? He managed to decide one day, you know what, I'm going to buy a lottery ticket. He goes together and starts, you know, collecting money for people, and eventually he gets a couple of dollars together, and he goes to buy himself a lottery ticket. Right? He goes to buy a lottery ticket. Lo and behold, your boy said, Maisa Shahoya, he wins the lottery. Few million dollars. Right? There's a big problem over here, right? Because the problem, right? To pick up the money, you need to go pick it up. To go pick it up, you've got to get there. The guy didn't have a penny to his name. He didn't have anything on himself. So he borrowed the money for a bus, Nebuch, to go pick up his few million dollars to win the lottery. Right? Now, can you imagine the sight, Rabbi Shai? The guy's on the bus. He stinks. His clothes are tattered all over the place. His beard, his hair is all over. It's disgusting. Everybody that sits anywhere near the guy is like, get out of here, this poor beggar, you know, move out the way. You can imagine someone clears the way as he gets down, and the bus over there, he sits on the corner, everybody suddenly says, oh no, we need to get off now, and they start walking down. You can imagine the sight. Everybody's like, let's think for a minute what's going on. Does anybody pity this guy? Does anybody for one moment feel bad for him? Hold on a second, where's he going right now? He's going now to pick up a few million dollars. He's going to go be a very, very wealthy man. Right now he's got nothing. That's not the point. He's a wealthy man. He's a wealthy man now! Says the Shinshon Pinkas, you know what Shabbos Kodesh is? Shabbos Kodesh is the pshat that every single person, and if you're in business, you're dealing with this mamish on a daily basis. It comes along a Shabbos Kodesh, and you're putting your moon in the Rabbeinu Shalom. You're saying, you know what? I have nothing, it's fully the Rabbeinu Shalom. If a person's father would come to him one day, and take out a checkbook and write a check for $10 million and say to him, son, one day this is going to be yours. You're going to be the happiest man in the world. But you haven't got a penny. You haven't got a penny! But you're the happiest man in the world. If people would realize that Shabbos Kodesh is the makor of every bracha, that if a person keeps Shabbos properly, the Rabbeinu Shalom promises to get a nachas she'eino mamish. It's unbelievable. This is mamish the makor of every bracha in Klal Yisrael. If a person wants bracha, this is the place. And a person should realize on Shabbos Kodesh, even if he doesn't have anything now, he's got the father that can give him everything. He's got the father that can write out the check for $10 million and it's his. You just have to ask. And if a person keeps Shabbos in the correct way, Be'ezah Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will give us all the Siyata Nishmaya and all the brachas that Chazal promised us. Be'ezah Hashem Yisbarach.